Hello, and welcome to the Chuck Podcast. Stay tuned for exclusive content on Chuck. Chuck Podcast. Hello to all the Chuck fans out there. So, this is Matt. I'm here. I'm your DJ right now for this time. So today, our lineup on this first ever Chuck Podcast. So we have our exclusive outcaster Drew. He went out and he interviewed Zach Levi, the character, the actor of Chuck. So that's one of the things we have coming up, and we'll actually be showing that right about now. But the interview is 19 minutes long, and if you don't want to sit through the whole thing, or you just want to hear simply the interview by itself, is available for download. Just see our blog post and below on the news page and download it. Okay, here's the interview.
Interview. We are here with the lead of NBC's new sci-fi dramedy, Chuck, on Monday nights at 7 Central, 7, 6 Central, Zach. Do you remember?
It's 8 o'clock Pacific, so I guess 7 Central.
Right. So, just a point of clarification, because earlier today I got in a little argument with people. Is it Zach Levy or Levi or Levy? How do you do it?
It's Levi, like the jeans.
Okay. Because, I mean, there's just a lot of ways to pronounce that.
Oh, I know. I hear all of them.
So, Chuck has been classified as a sci-fi dramedy. I mean, that's a lot of genres. I like, how does it touch on everything?
That wasn't the network, was it? Was that somebody...
That's what the little sheet of paper I got. I don't know what they've been telling you, but they said sci-fi dramedy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I've talked to the writers a good bit about it, and I think, you know, more than that, it's an action comedy. You know, when we shot the pilot, it definitely was a little bit of everything, but, you know, the show itself in tone and in genre is going to be, you know, it's two strengths. The biggest strengths are the action and the comedy, but it's, you know, it's an hour long, so, you know, we definitely have time to dedicate for the heartfelt moments, you know, the more dramatic stuff, you know, and the romantic kind of situations going on or whatever. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's, for all intents and purposes, it's an action comedy, but it's got so much more to offer than just that, you know?
Right. I mean, and speaking of the action, I've been seeing some of the preview clips. I mean, you guys seem to be a huge budget, especially for a starting television show. Was it kind of daunting working with so much action, especially?
Oh, no way. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's a dream, man. I mean, you know, you grow up playing war with your buddies and, you know, throwing dirt clods for grenades. I mean, that was my job anyway. And, you know, you grow up and you want to do all that stuff. It's so much fun. I mean, the car chases, I insist to my stunt coordinator and to my producers on doing as much of the stunt work as I'll legally do. I mean, it's so much fun to run around and jump over things, trip over things, you know, blowing up right next to you, and guns, you know, shooting off right next to your head. I mean, it's incredible, you know, it's so much fun.
Well,
so, but you know what, but I gotta say, it's like, you know, we are a new show, and they have definitely given us a lot in promotion and publicity and all that, but, you know, our producers are doing a good job at stretching those dollars as far as they can go, because, you know, it's early on in the game. If we can prove ourselves to the studio and the network, you know, over the first couple episodes aired, hopefully they'll, you know, be able to believe in putting a little bit more cash into it and, you know, and really keeping the dream alive of keeping the action big and impressive and not, you know, just kind of rinky-dink everyday kind of stuff and,
right.
You know, and just keeping the show and the concept and the scope of it big. You know, like you get to watch a mini-movie every week. I mean, that's really... I think, you know, what my goal is, and I'm pretty sure the goals of, you know, the writers and producers, you know, it's about making really great television, and really great television, tough to do, and it costs some money. Because, you know, you go to the movies and you watch huge blockbusters like Transformers, and your eye, you know, I think the general audience's eye becomes attuned to that kind of stuff. I mean, look at, you know, just high-definition television, television viewing. You know, I watch my high-def TV, and you can watch, you know, regular feed through, you know, coax or whatever, you know, like we used to just watch in our homes growing up, and you're like, oh, my God, this is how I used to watch television? It's so blurry, it's out of focus, whatever the case may be. You know, and so I think with television, too, you know, things have stepped up, and people are making bigger shows like Lost and Heroes, and, you know, fortunately, computer graphics have come leaps and bounds as well, so it makes it easier, but even that costs money, you know?
Right. You mentioned Heroes. That's a pretty big shoes to fill, being the lead-in show to something that just really took off with such a cult fan base in its first season. Where do you think there are comparisons to be drawn where fans of Heroes will be fans of Chuck, and where is it, do you think, that you guys make your own unique statement?
Well, look, I watch Heroes, and I think I'm very much like Chuck, and I am that Comic-Con generation. So if I watch Heroes and I like Heroes and I'm playing Chuck,
then it's a given.
I'm going to make Chuck as appealable to people like me as I can, and we kind of deal in the same action-adventure world as Heroes. And I think to believe that, you know, if guys like me watch Heroes, then hopefully guys like me and girls like me and everyone will want to watch Chuck, you know?
Right. I mean, are there any, there's no plans that you're allowed to announce for, you know, a crossover episode anytime soon, right?
Gosh, are you kidding me? I would, I'd crap myself. That would be so insane. That'd be so much fun.
You're also, you know, you mentioned how this is basically a movie every week. You're working with McG, who, you know, besides being an extremely talented music video director, has made a lot of headway in the film world, and Josh Schwartz, who, you know, after the OC, pretty much legendary writer. How was it to work with, you know, such a top caliber cast? I mean, production cast.
Such a dream. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, as an actor, you hope every year that you can just book a pilot, any pilot, just to have some work. And, you know, and you hope, you cross your fingers and hope it gets picked up. But more than that, you hope you do a pilot with people like them. And not only did I get a dream team to work with, but a dream role to play and a dream crew, dream cast. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. And when you get to be attached to a high-profile pilot like that with McG and Josh Schwartz, you're like, how did this happen? This is too good to be true. And so far, so good, you know? I mean, we made it, and we enjoyed it the whole time, and we got picked up, and, you know, hopefully we'll get to keep going. I wish McG could direct some more episodes with us. Hopefully, if he gets the time and the schedule, he'll be able to come back and do some more.
How did you get attached to play the title character? Were you approached? Did you, you know, go through the audition process? And
Go ahead.
I was going to also ask what were your first impressions when you read the script or you heard the synopsis?
Well,